على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان كريم. For some of you this might be ليلة القدر, which is the 21st night. For some of you it'll be tomorrow. If we get time, we'll have a look through it. But also a time to talk a little bit about Imam Ali. One of the things that Imam Ali said, and I think if you keep that in mind throughout when we go through the Quran, is he said, everybody will try and write your story, but you have to start writing your story on Laylatul Qadr. So that's something maybe we can keep in mind. Our focus today is the 20th Juz, which is from Ayah 60 of Surah Al-Naml, which we already started, right up to Surah Al-Ankabut. So we've got three surahs here that we're going to look at. It's about engaging with the Qur'an, to inspire ourselves, to connect. You know this now. And the focus is literally to be able to have those ayat jump to us so we can change our behaviors. Wudu, recite in Arabic. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The tahleel, the la ilaha illallah, again and again and again. And the dua of the Prophet, walzam kalbi hifdha kitabika kama allamtani. You should know this by heart now. And literally it is, make me love your book. Just let me love it. When I come to the different parts of a heart, or what the heart is called, maybe this will make a little bit more sense. This, keep in mind, is qalb. Qalb is a free heart, a calm heart that revolves around Allah. So we're looking at three surahs, Naml, Qasas and Ankabut. And I love Ayah 10 of Surah number 28, which is Surah Al-Qasas, and obviously you can see Ankabut there as well. Surah Al-Naml, we've looked at Bilqis, but in essence it's an invitation to Iman. It's a phenomenal surah. It talks about all the prophets, and as I mentioned yesterday, it is about warnings. What we're going to look at first is an ayah that all of us know, and we recite it all the time. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ. أَمَّنْ is a question. Who? Who responds immediately to the مُضْطَر? مُضْطَر is somebody who is stuck in a difficulty. So who is the one who responds to the one? Dar is literally stuck there. So he's stuck in difficulty. Either when, the ahu, when he calls, وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ, and who removes that evil which causes that upsuk, I call it in Gachi, but it's that feeling of not being able to cope, that real distress as such. So who is it who responds to the one in difficulty and alleviates his harm? وَيَجْعَلُهُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ, and he will make you successors in the earth. أَيْلَهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ, is there a God with Allah? قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ, it is very little that you think. So let me see, show you how I've highlighted it. I've put أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ, we all know this. I've put stuck in difficulty, immediate response. I've put down here, responds to the one in difficulty and alleviates the harm. Please make sure we know this one. So don't forget this. It's easy, 2762, not difficult, because we all know this this ayah. Then we're going to look at ayah 91. Okay, so turn the page and look at ayah 91, which is right down there. Now 91, 92 and 93 are, in essence, these are the three we're going to look at. These are, if I can say, that was the mission of the Prophet. And you can see I put mission of the Prophet. So let's see what the Prophet is told to do. Okay. إِنَّمَا أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ رَبَّهُ هَذِهِ الْبَلْدَةِ الَّذِي حَرَّمَهَا. I am commanded that I should serve Allah. But, what does he say? Serve the Rabb, رَبَّ هَذِهِ الْبَلْدَةِ, the Rabb of this city. الَّذِي حَرَّمَهَا, and he has made it sacred. So in other words, his first job was to sanctify Makkah. This is a mission of the Prophet. So he had to sanctify Makkah, right? وَلَهُ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and I am commanded that I should be of those who submit. So that's his first thing. 92. وَأَنْ أَتْلُوَ الْقُرْآنَ, the second thing, I should recite the Quran. So he has two jobs. We looked at the first one, which was sanctify Makkah. The second one is recite the Quran, and we'll see the third one. And then he says, فَمَنْ اِهْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي. Whoever goes aright, he goes aright to his own soul. وَمَنْ ظَلَّ فَقُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُنْذَرِينَ. And those who go astray, tell them, I am only a warner. I talked about the warning part about this. His third job. وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. The third job is to praise and be in gratitude of divinity. سَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِينَ. He will show his signs. فَتَعْرِفُونَهَا. And you will recognize them. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِالْغَافِلِينَ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah is not heedless of what you do. So we're looking at three jobs. Sanctify Makkah, recite the Quran, and praise and gratitude to the Rabb. Absolutely amazing. Now we're going to look at Surah Al-Qasas. So Surah Al-Qasas is literally a story of Prophet Musa, and you can see they have cut it out, put it here. Story of Prophet Musa. If you've watched TV programs and you've watched seasons, you know those box sets. This is box set. The three box sets here are Taha, or the three seasons are Taha, Sha'ara, and Qasas, right? Taha, Sha'ara, and Qasas. This is Prophet Musa. And Qasas is the final season. Yes, there are bits and pieces about Prophet Musa everywhere, but these are the three main parts. So you've got to remember Taha, Sha'ara, Qasas. They're the three seasons. This is the final season of Prophet Musa. It is called Qasas. It takes its name from Ayah 25. And in Ayah 25, Prophet Musa is telling his to-be father-in-law, his future father-in-law, Prophet Shu'aib, the story of his leaving Egypt. So Qissa is a story that is passed down from generation to generation to generation. And the first ayah we're going to look at here is my favorite. Okay, so we're going to look at ayah 10. Let me go to it. You see, it's like hugging a heart. Now, where does it start? It starts off here at ayah 7. So Allah says, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَّ مُوسَى. So we told Umm Musa, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَّ مُوسَى. And ardihi, nurse your baby. For idha khifta alayhi, and if you are scared, then falkihi fil yami, throw him into this wide river. So throw him into the river Nile. Wala takhafi, don't be scared. Wala tahzani, don't be sad. Inna radduhu ilayk, we will return him to you. Waja'iluhu min al-mursaleen, and he will be one of the messengers. Now that was just too much for us. Shows a mama. So look what happens. Let's go back to the ayah. Wa asbaha fu'ad Musa. See, the fu'ad of Musa, farighan, it became completely empty. Fu'ad is that part of the heart that hurts, that's happy, that has emotion, that is activated as such. Now what does Allah say? In kadat litubdiya bihi, if we had, or rather she would have almost told the soldiers about it. In kadat litubdiya bihi, she would have told them about the baby. It's very difficult for her to throw the baby in the river. But what did Allah do? Lawla arrabatna ala kalbiha. Had we not tied, rabata is to tie, had we not tied her heart, in other words, had we not hugged her heart and made it into a qalb. Remember, it was a fuad. Qalb is a calm heart, a heart that revolves around Allah. Litakuna min al-mu'mineen, so that she would be of the mu'mineen. Now you can see, I've got my heart there which is shattered and it needs to be tied. So you ask Allah to tie your heart, to hug your heart, like He tied the heart of Musa. So now we're going to look at the different hearts. There is qalb, that which turns, plural is qulub. Then you have lub, which is the heart of hearts that recognizes the truth. Then you have fuad, which is a little bit shattered, initiates action, and it's called afida, and it needs to be hugged, needs to be tied to become a qalb. Then you have sadr. It shouldn't say that which turns, it should say that which holds secrets. So the heart is inside the sadr, and it is the sadr where shaitan whispers. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْقَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. So the heart's inside, and shaitan rummages around and upsets that surrounding of the heart, making it into a bit of a fuad, messing it up a bit, and it needs to be hugged by Allah. So hopefully you will know these four. And we want to be ulul albab. You want to be those who recognize the truth. Now we're going to look at 24. And this is the dua for desperation. Okay. So what happens? That's Prophet Musa. He's escaped Egypt. We talked about it. He comes to Madain, or Midian, whatever you want to call it, comes to Madain, exhausted, sits near under a tree, absolutely tired. He's watching these men watering their sheep, and suddenly there are two women there. They want to water their sheep, and these men are not letting them through. Oh, so he stands up, and he says, "Can I do this for you?" And he waters their sheep, and then he goes back and sits under the tree. And look what he says. He says, "Rabbi, Rab, inni, indeed I, lima anzaltu ilayya, whatever you send down on me, min khair, of goodness, I am in desperate need of it. I'm a faqir." Faqir comes from faqr. Faqr means when your backbone is broken, when your strength is broken, when your support is broken. And the only way to be able to lift yourself up is to be able to say, "Ya Allah, send me whatever good deed you have, I will do it." He was exhausted. But when he saw the opportunity of a good deed, he took it because he knew that would lead to success in what he wanted to do. And then the name comes from Ayah 25. Oh, I forgot to show it to you in my book, in my Quran. There you go. So I've highlighted the dua of protection. I've put fakir, bankrupt, when backbone is broken. I've put dua for desperation there. And what I told you just now, I put it on a sticker so I never forget. Okay? I've put there. Motivation to get up was a good deed. Because when you're broken, there's no motivation to get up. You need a good deed. Now Ayah 25. This is where the word comes from, where qasas comes from. So, the two women that he helped, one of them came back, and she says, "Inna abi yad'uka, my father calls you, liyajziyaka ajran, so he may give you a reward, ma saqaita lana, for because you watered our sheep." So when he came to him, he told him the qasas, he told him the story that is passed down from generation to generation. And then Prophet Shu'aib tells him, "La takhaf, don't be scared. Najawta min al-qawmi al-zalimin," tells him, "Don't be scared. You are secure now from the unjust people." So that's Ayah 25 of Surah Al-Qasas. And I'll show that to you in my Quran. If you look at it, this is where I've highlighted it as Qasas. And you've got when Musa narrates to Shu'aib his story. And that's where you will put it down. Okay. Now we will go to Ayah 85. So if you turn to Ayah 85, turn to Ayah 85 of Surah Al-Qasas, you will see it. Okay, which is right there. But first, let's see it on the screen. Inna alladhina farada alayka al-Quran. The one who mandated the Quran on you. Laradduka ila ma'ad. He will return you to the place of return. Ma'ad is your place of return. The Prophet loved Makkah. That's where he was born. And then he said, "Now say, Qur, Rabbi ya'alamu man ja'a bil huda, my Rabb knows best, who he has brought to guidance, wa man huwa fi dhalalin mubin, and who is in manifest error." So the Prophet is told, just as I promised Musa's mom that I will return Musa to her, I will return you back to your home as well, to your mom as well. You know, Makkah is known as Ummul Qura, the mother of all cities. So in my Quran, I have drawn the Kaaba, I've put the promise there. I've said, just like I promised Musa's mom, and I've put the Ummul Qura, mother of all cities, so I don't forget. So inshallah, you will do that too. But now, we're going to look at the surah, which you all know, that you're going to read on Laylatul Qadr, which is Suratul Ankabut. And Suratul Ankabut is the fragility of human life and the ecosystem. What I build up, it is so fragile, and it's about tests, okay? So, remember Imam Sadiq says, whoever recites Suratul Ankabut and Suratul Rum on the 23rd night of Ramadan will certainly be amongst the people of Jannah without any exception. And he says, I don't even say inshallah. And these two surah have a high position with Allah. It is such a phenomenal surah. My goodness. It's just amazing. So anytime you think Ankabut, you think spider, you think spider's web, fragility. Fragility of the human system. Then you also think about how we're tested. So what we're going to look at first is the first ayah. Okay? The first two ayah. Alif Lam Mim. Ahasib an-nas. Do human beings think, an yutraku, that they will be left alone? An yakulu. They only say amanna when they say we believe. Wa hum la yuftanu, that you will not be tried. fatana, fitana, fitana comes from gold. When you have to separate the gold from the ore, you have to heat it at high temperatures to get it right. So we will be tested physically, mentally, emotionally, all different ways. So if I go back to my Quran and you see it, you will see I've written, your mission statement will be tested. So you can highlight Yaftanun there. And this goes on to tell you how physically there was Khabbab ibn Arat. Khabbab ibn Arat was a companion of the Prophet. And he was very smart, very wise. And he was working for one Ayman, who was a blacksmith. So he was working for her. And he always used to think, there must be a dawn. Life cannot be like this. And his dawn came in the form of the Prophet. When Ayman found out that he'd become a Muslim, she burnt his back with the steel rods. And he came up to the Prophet and he said, even after I've believed this, really? And these are when the ayats were revealed. Then you have the story of Sa'd ibn Waqqas. If you look, I put Sa'd ibn Waqqas here somewhere, with parents. And you have emotional stuff here. Because his mom said she would starve herself if he didn't stop following Muhammad. So you can imagine, and straight after there is ayah of Allah saying, we've enjoined on the human being goodness to his parents. But if they contend with you, if they go against you, and they have no knowledge, don't obey them, because you know that to me is your return. And then they had peer pressure. So they had, I've highlighted that in brown, they had pressure where they were told that, you know what, we will take all your sins. So they said, you know what, can you see the social pressure down here? And they say, and Allah says, they will not carry your burdens. None of them will carry them. So this whole section, 1 to 13, is about the testing that happened. And we will be tested as well. But we're going to go on to our beautiful spider. Okay, let's go to him. And he's on ayah 41. So let's see what Allah says on ayah 41. So he says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَا. The parable of those who take guardians besides Allah, so they don't connect the dunya with the akhirah. He says, "Kamathalil ankabut," it's like the spider. Ittakhadhat baytan, who takes a home. Wa inna awhanal buyuti la baytul ankabut. The most weakest of homes is the house of the spider. Wahana is weakness in action and character. And Allah says, "Law kanu ya'lamun," if only you knew. Although the strength, the tensile strength of the strands of this spider that he builds the web with are the strongest. So look what the spider does. He builds and then he traps innocent people in them, or innocent insects, and he eats them. That's what the human being does. He builds and he builds and he builds. She, he, whatever, builds and builds and builds. Exploits innocent human being, eats them up. Builds his status, builds everything, but so fragile. And we have learned this fragility from COVID-19. Economic empires, however strong our military is, however strong technology is, we've learned that the COVID virus has proved that we are utterly fragile and we're totally reliant on divinity. So let me show you what I've done. I've drawn the spider, that little one there, I've highlighted it. And on this paper, I've written down what I've just told you. Everything that I've told you, I've written down there. Now, this takes us to the end of this juz. And we will start with the 21st juz, inshallah, tomorrow. But today, I'd like to quickly, like very, very quickly, go over Laylatul Qadr, if it is Laylatul Qadr for you. I went over Suratul Qadr yesterday. I will just quickly go over it so we don't forget, right? Please recite with me. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr. Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadr khayrun min alf shahr. Tanazzalul malaikatu war-ruhu fiha bi-idhni rabbihim min kulli amrin salam. Hiya hatta matla'il fajr. Now, if the focus is the night of the descent of the Quran, can you imagine how awesome the Quran is? What you've got in your hands, what I've got in my hands, how awesome it is. Qadr shapes the decree and destiny for the rest of the year. But when you think of Qadr, think limitless. That's what you think. Literally, you can change limited to limitless. Imam Ali al-Islam said that the worth of every individual is what he is good at and how he assists humanity. So very quickly, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Indeed, the whole of the spiritual realm was involved in the anzalnahu, in the coming down of, all together, fi laylatil qadr, in the night of the qadr, to the heart of the Prophet. And we saw that in Surah Ash-Shu'ara. Remember, we said, Lawhe Mahfuz to Baytul Ma'mur, to the heart of the Prophet, on the night of qadr. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Repetition is there so that it emphasizes the importance of that night. You know, just keep on reciting this all the time in these last 10 nights. لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ الشَّهْرِ. The night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. It is known as رَأْسُ السَّنَا, the head of the year. It is known as سَيَّدُ الْلَيَالِ, the chief of all the nights, the beginning of the spiritual year. That's what it's known as. It brings us closer to divinity. It is approximately 83 years, 1,000 months, which is like a lifetime, or in other words, limitless time. What happens in that? Tanazzalul malaikat. The malaika come down, and here you see the shadda on the za, tanazzala. So wave after wave after wave of angels, warruh, Jibreel, or anything connected to divinity, come down, bi'idhni rabbihim, with the permission of their Rabb, with every affair. You know, whatever you're talking about, financial, spiritual, physical, mental, whatever, with absolutely everything. And they bring limitless opportunities. And the heart is according to our capacity. What you ask for. So reach for the stars for next year. Don't limit yourself. That's your timetable. Salam. It is peace. Hiya hatta matla al-faj. Matla'a is the breaking of dawn. Now that's where this peace is. What are we going to do? Write out our aspirations. You've got to write out your goals. Like I said, the worth of every individual is what he is good at and how he assists humanity. That is what Imam Ali said, and that's what we need to do. Ghusl at the beginning and the end of the night. This is from Imam Sadiq. It's Ilama Majlisi says, before sunset. Give sadaqah before this, by the way. Always make sure that sadaqah gets there before Laylatul Qadr. Salah of Laylatul Qadr, 2 rakat salah, Fatiha, 7 ikhlas. 70 times astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. And before you lift your head, if you can do it in sajda, even better. Before you lift your head, Allah will have forgiven you and your parents and given each one of us these inspirations to do good deeds, because it revolves around tawheed. And then istighfar, to acknowledge our sins, to be able to feel remorse about them. To cover ourselves, tell him, you know what, this is what I've done. I need to get away from this completely. Need help not to return to it. Make this the ultimate repentance. 10 times. It's not about how many times to read it. It's how we have manifested it. And the best way to do it first is to be able to heal ourselves by forgiving others. Because when we don't, we're in their prison. We stay there and it's hard to come out. La'an is withdrawal of mercy for those who manifest evil and injustice. And in particular here, Allahumma lan qatala ta'amir al-mu'mineen. Who can be more unjust than he who killed the most perfect student of Rasulullah? You can't think of anything else. Quran is full of la'na. La'natullahi ala qawmi dhalimeen. On the people who are unjust. There is la'na on those who hurt the Prophet. And I rest my case. This is the amal where we are making an ahad, and in this ahad we're saying that I promise to follow the Quran and Masumin in my life. I put the Quran on my head, it's this awesomeness. I verbalize the names of the Masumin, but I need to know them, and that's why I mentioned that maybe in your dua box, and I'll show you my dua book. I have printed this out from the website and put it there. So that when we do amal, it's in front of me. And I know that. I've done that with the buildings as well, as you can see, which are for the 23rd, and I will show them to you later. But at least this much you can do. Print this out so that when you're talking about them or you're verbalizing them, you can actually see each one of them. Okay. Munajat of Imam Ali. The Prophet said, تَخَلُّكُ بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah. This gives you the comparison between the attributes of Allah and the human being. And then it rounds it off with Joshan Kabir, which has the Asma Allah, a thousand attributes of Allah. My goodness, one of the most beautiful du'as we have. Joshin is an armor, and inshallah, if she can read even one part, that's really more than enough. But try and do that, and that's really what Qadr is about. Please remember me in your du'as, you will be in mine. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع